everything's running smoothly.
I feel like smoothly is relative. That's a relative term, right?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't feel so smooth. I feel pretty tired. But you know what? It's a Friday. Your Friday. Happy Friday on your Kansas City
morning show.
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be in Kansas City, and happy Friday. Happy Friday.
That was exhausting for me. That was absolutely exhausting.
If you're just waking up in Kansas City, temperatures are rising. As we get into the weekend, it's going to be a little cold this morning. Probably could get away with a light coat. The real feel is in the mid to high 20s as you're waking up, but it'll heat up in the afternoon by the time
it's going
you're
heat
leaving
up.
Work. It's going to be low 50s.
Really?
High 47, real feel, and then your weekend is beautiful. If you live in the Kansas City area, high of 53, low of 31 today.
Come on, Pete, you had one job.
High of 64, low of 50 on Saturday.
There we go.
High of 67, low of 37 on Sunday. So a warmer weekend than we're used to in KC. This is your KC Morning Show presented by our friends at Charlie Hustle. Going to talk about a shirt or two later, but use the promo code KCMS20 and get 20% off your shirts from what I consider the best t-shirt company in Kansas City.
Hands down.
So we got
without question.
Let's get down to nitty gritty. We're burying the lead big time already.
What are we doing? Why? What are you saying? What is happening?
We know you had a date. We all knew that Thursday night was date night.
Uh-huh.
Back in the game, what, 2 years in the making?
Uh-huh, two and some change.
Right.
Back in the game.
Right. It's like when Michael Jordan came back to the Wizards. What was it like?
How
did it go?
Don't put the Wizards mic on me. Put like Bulls round two on me.
No.
Put 45 on me. Not,
you're like Patrick Ewing on the Orlando Magic.
Oh, that's even worse.
Brett Favre on the Jets.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I can't even get Vikings, Brett. I got Jets Favre.
Jet Favre. No, I won't go that.
Don't even. Don't put Castle Daddy on me. All right. Well, it was a great date. I like to think I'm a pretty decent date.
Yeah.
Believe
it or not, that's unsurprising.
But I will say it does take two to tango. Okay. It takes two to tango. And when got a couple pops,
pops. You're talking sodas?
A couple sodies. Couple alcoholic sodies.
Oh, baby.
Went to have we plugged any Lifted Spirit stuff on this show before?
Not until that second right there.
Not until right.
2 seconds ago.
Well,
4, 5, 6 seconds ago now.
We went to Lifted Spirits, had a few spirits.
Nice.
Made great conversation. I think we got there at like
drinking spirits, lifting spirits. At Lifted Spirits.
Oh, that was so good, Pete.
Thank you.
That was good. If you're listening, Lifted Spirits. That one's for free.
Not only a weatherman, a marketing man.
Jack of all trades.
That's right.
Jack of all.
Thank you.
Peter J. Sween. The J stands for
Jack of all trades. Mm-hmm. Or you could use G, which is my real nickname.
I always
go back to that.
We don't use your actual middle name on this show.
Did you guys kiss? I mean, that's the main.
A real gentleman. A real gentleman does not kiss and tell.
I'm just wondering.
Especially not in the first
date. How do you not wonder that? I'm not talking an in-depth make-out, tongue, French wee. I'm saying, did you at least get a kiss goodnight? Can you give us that?
It was a great night. I had a very good night. I think
You should work at the Chiefs as a coach.
I would, man.
In good shape.
And I gave some great PC answers, you know, last night. Because at some point you have to always get to that question of, okay, so, how long you been single? You coming off of a thing? It's the question is going to happen at some
right.
point.
And you said absolutely, I certainly am, right?
Well, I gave a good PC answer. I said, just one of those things where two people can be very much best friends and not have to date.
Did you have some nerves going into this thing?
Oh man, just sweating bullets. It'd been so long. It had really been a long time since. Okay, it's because full disclosure, to pull the curtain back, I went on a date last week. Yeah, last week. And it was more of just like, I wouldn't even call it a date. It was, I had known her before as a friend, kind of, sort of.
You know what,
but this was the first of the...
Let me vouch for you here, though.
Uh-oh. Oh, God. Uh-oh.
Your energy between the way you walked in today and that one last week, that felt like a practice round. You had the training wheels on. This, it feels like you're back on the horse.
Well, she kind of like ghosted me, so I was, you know.
Right, which, I mean, doesn't feel good, right?
It doesn't. And I usually...
Yeah. You don't like being ghosted.
No.
Right.
No.
It's not Halloween.
Oh, Pete.
What? I mean, it's February.
I've had to eat a lot of my words because I have ghosted in the past. I've been a bit of an ass in the past. But now, I mean, that karma comes full circle.
The past. Interesting.
So I was ghosted recently, right. Recently dumped. It's been a bit of a, it's been a lot going
up and down.
But last night was a lot of fun. I think we're maybe even hanging out today.
That's a good sir.
So yeah, I think so, right? Like, what is the protocol now? You got
to
help
people
me out.
Who are married and happy, or at least pretending to be, will always say, you know what? When you know, it's just easy. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you're off to a good start.
I think so. She was easy to talk to. I think she thought I was pretty easy to talk to. But what's the protocol? Like, I think we're hanging out tonight, but like, do I?
Yeah, just call her every hour to confirm today.
No, that's old Hartzell. There's a time when I would have done that, Pete. That time is no longer now.
Well, that's good.
But real talk, do I call her? Do I text her? What? I'm legitimately asking your advice on this one.
If you had made plans to hang out tonight, which I don't know if I would have done, but whatever.
What?
That's over with.
No, stop. Okay, stop. Stop. Pause. Tell me why. Explain, because I apparently, if I'm doing this wrong, I need you to educate me.
I just think it's too much too soon. You know, I maybe would have said...
Too much too soon.
Maybe a Saturday, maybe a day in between, like a buffer day, you know.
Mm.
But it's all right. It's over. That's over with at this point.
That's a good call. Should I put some... No. I really think that it was going so
well. If you've
already
made plans, which is fine. Yeah. That sometimes happens. Then I would follow up early afternoon. Whoa, heating up today, isn't it? Look at the sun.
What? What?
She'll be like, whoa, it's bright and I kind of feel warm.
Yeah.
And then... You should say, yeah, things are really going to heat up tonight, babe.
Okay. Hey, here's the thing, Pete. Not everybody is as attracted to that real feel like you are.
I love
not,
the real
not
feel.
Not all of us.
I love weather.
And that's the thing. That's for you. Not all of us can love the weather as much as you. That's a great pickup personally. For me, I don't think that's going to work for me, but yeah. I do love where your head's at.
That's
I appreciate
just weather, that. Weather the storm. Okay. So I want to move on to myself because
I'm throwing up.
I went to the Silverstein Ice Center Arena the other night. I actually ended up buying a ticket to that show. We don't have to talk about the wrestling of it.
Hey,
Silverstein Ice Center Arena is a sneaky, fun little venue.
Mm-hmm. You're on top of all the action. I'm a big fan.
It's only like 6,000 people. The other night we went and we were on the soccer game, and this I was actually in the stands. I don't know if I've gone to many events at the Ice Center Arena.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go back. If I like whatever's coming into the Silverstein, I'm going.
I saw Blink.
There's no bad seat in the house.
No, you're literally you're on top of the action.
I bought a cheap ticket, and it felt like, I don't know, if you were going to a Sprint Center or a bigger venue, I probably would have had to pay like $100 for where I was sitting. I think I paid $35.
I love it. Like, it's such a good spot. I saw Blink 182 there. The acoustics were super cool. And that AEW show, go see an AEW show. And also, AEW, you're not listening, but please come back. Because that was great. Sold out. I don't want to say it's sold out because I don't have the official numbers. But it looked sold out. It was very packed.
Right.
It was a good
spot.
You
said you saw Blink 182 there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so with this girl, just it's all about the small things. So if you could lock in on those, I think you'll be in good shape.
I'm done with that.
Mm-mm. Your KC Morning Show presented by Charlie Hustle. Hartzell, you know what's next. What happens here now?
Here's what you do. You take this code. You take a coupon code, a promo code. It's called KCMS20. You take that code. You turn that some sideways.
There you go.
And you stick that straight into your cart on Charlie Hustle.
Your candy cart.
Your candy cart on Charlie Hustle. KCMS20 for 20% off. They got a lot of good stuff, too. You're wearing a Nelson shirt. I had planned on bringing a shirt. Pull back the curtain. Slept here last night, so I don't have my. We got done late, so I didn't.
I'd rather you sleep here than be late. So I was actually.
How did that feel? What was that real feel as you walked through the door?
I mean, you were about three and a half hours early, so I was very happy. Thrilled?
Yeah.
Thrilled for you.
That's the only time that's going to ever happen again either.
That I know.
That is it.
That I know.
Pete, what else you got, man? Should we
hop
in this? We got a show. This is your Friday edition of the KC Morning Show. Like Pete said earlier, we got Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic Sean Edwards. He has been away from the show for a few Fridays.
Sean Edwards, as we like to say in the show, was born with popcorn and a soda in his hands.
Is that what we say?
That's what we say.
Okay.
He's got a movie coming out. He called the Academy Award winner.
Mm-hmm.
That was very impressive because this wasn't one of those years where you knew exactly what movie it was going to be.
Right.
This was a foreign film. This was going out on a limb, and he was nails. And that's what we expect if you're going to be a consultant on the KC Morning Show. By the way, we've been getting hit up left and right, and I'm not even kidding about that, about having guests on this show. We actually been getting emails.
Because I don't check that thing. That's you.
Getting DMs. It's been...
We can DM
DM slides.
People sliding in?
We're going to start up guests soon. I think sometime in March. I think we're aiming for like mid-March. But Sean is the original OG guest. So good on him.
We can officially call him the first, right?
Well, I didn't think the demand would be this high, but good on him for knowing to get in early, because it really does seem that people are going to want to be on this program, which we appreciate.
If there's one thing we've learned about Sean since we've done this podcast, that this man is ahead of the curve. So you better get on board early.
That's right.
Plenty of room on this bandwagon.
We are starting to say, oh, wow, we don't only have to play in the basement here. We can maybe go to this really small bar. All right. Still time to get on.
Mm-hmm.
But I would get on that train soon. That's all I'll say about the KC Morning Show presented by Charlie Hustle.
You're going to leave that station, baby.
That's right.
Hop on board. Hey. Toot, toot.
That's right.
Toot, toot.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
In that case, Pete, shall we do
the news?
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Oh boy. I've been waiting for this. Give me a second. Because this right here, it's your Friday edition of the KC Morning Show. On your Friday edition, we do a Friday freestyle. This is your intro. And Peter F. Sweeney, the F stands for fire freestyle. Break him off with it.
Yo, yo, yo. This is the KC Morning Show. What up to all my KC Morning hosts? What are we doing this weekend? We're watching the Royals, maybe Sporting KC. Where's Harsel gonna do it?
What?
The Hy-Vee. Don't have the blues. This is the news.
Oh, you saved it at the end. You saved it at the end. Are you trying to tell me that we gave you a full week?
Freestyles, you don't plan, man. They got to come to you. I just had a few words. I thought it could rhyme.
You thought? Oh, Pete. Literally, we said, hey.
Pete the rapper.
I'm willing to say, Pete, you know what? Usually you have to freestyle every time we do the news. I said, no, let's meet in the middle. Let's wait for Friday. Let's make it a concentrated effort on Friday. And what did you do? You gave us some BS news do rhyme.
So now we'll have to talk about this. If it's going to be Freestyle Friday, what you really want is somewhat of a pre-planned rap. But we can still call it that.
Freestyle. What I want is perfection.
So there's been some great freestylers in the day. Chance the Rapper, uh-huh. Crooked Eye.
Oh, wow. Talking about left eye?
Maybe. Right eye. If you want me to freestyle, I'll freestyle. If you want me to come up with a rap, that I can do too. I'll come up with a rap from now on.
Hey, you know what? Don't hurt yourself, bud. I've decided to not put faith in you rapping anymore.
Yeah, don't hurt yourself.
Gave you a whole week.
That was wonderful.
A week.
I thought it was all right. I'll give it a B-, right?
You saved it at the end. I will say you saved it.
We were approaching D territory.
You're approaching no grade.
And came in with a B-.
You're approaching redo it, and I'll take it for half credit tomorrow. That's what you're getting. You're real close to being middle school teacher level.
All right.
Do better next week. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
Listen, I tried my best. I left it all out in the field. And you know what? I'm not going to feel sorry about that.
Understandable. Speaking of field, we'll start off with this little bit of news. And this is actually a little bit of your sports news. We're going to do a little hybrid story. How about that?
Yeah.
A little Hartzell hybrid.
Hartzell doesn't have enough time to plan because he's on his date night, so he picks my pocket when it comes to stories.
People with YouTube TV will need to find a different way to catch Sporting KC and Royals games this season. Today it announced negotiations just broke down with Sinclair Broadcast Group, which owns the Fox Regional Sports Networks. Both Sporting and the Royals play on Fox Sports KC. Hulu and AT&T now are the only live TV streaming services that are offering the Regional Sports Network.
So when did this happen? Because I steal my mom's cable. Thank you, the DirecTV app. So I think she still got it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I didn't realize.
Oh, your mom still got it. We know that.
Oh, Peter.
What? No, she does.
It is a Friday
the cable.
Morning.
No, you're talking about the TV. What? She's still got it. What?
How dare you?
No, there's no doubt about
you
it.
You leave Muriel's name out of this. Ooh, remember when you were talking about getting cereal with Muriel? Not anymore.
Maybe some Bob Tarts?
Stop.
I'll bring over the muffins.
This is my mother you're talking about. Oh, you deserve that. That's right. You just hit your face with a mic. You deserve that. They can't see that, but I'm gonna call you out. That's right.
You know what it is. The way we have this set up.
No.
If you somehow touch it like a little too close, you get zapped.
Also, what she said.
So
talking about my date last night. Am I right up top? Up top.
Put your hand down.
Up top.
Put that hand down.
All right. Well. Sporting KC and your KC Royals, if you are thinking, where do my channels go? Well, you might be missing out on some of those. I just go to the Hy-Vee bar. When in doubt, go to Hy-Vee.
Here's the deal. So I know about this story because I researched it for my section.
Good, because I have no idea. I was getting ready to transition
so
on to something
else. A lot of
else.
People have cut the cord at this point.
Okay.
And one of the alternatives was PlayStation View. They went away. They couldn't afford their business model. So you're now left with Hulu TV Live, mm-hmm. YouTube TV, Sling TV is another option. A lot of people just dove right into YouTube TV, especially because The View had recommended, okay, this is a replacement.
Like the View, like the TV show?
No, the PlayStation View. Oh. It said, go download YouTube TV. It's a good alternative.
Can you tell we have very separate things we watch on TV?
There's no doubt about it. And that's what makes this show so great. So, YouTube TV couldn't come to an agreement with Sinclair, mm-hmm. who is really in charge of a lot of the stations that cover sports teams in the area. So Yes Network, who covers the Yankees, I know there's a lot of Yankees fans, unfortunately, everywhere. So they
good job. Unfortunately, everywhere, my man.
So people are upset about this, especially because you know all these Yankees fans in all these different areas are not going to be able to get them on YouTube TV. Same thing with the Royals. So Fox Sports Kansas City. It's essentially Sinclair is known to drive a tough bargain. They're not budging. YouTube TV isn't budging. So no Royals on YouTube TV. I'm actually, which is crazy about this, so this affects me directly. I had switched from View to YouTube TV. Now I'm in the process of switching to Sling TV because I like to watch baseball, actually, during the summer. And so I ordered an Amazon Fire Stick last mm-hmm. night so that I can get Sling
TV. Oh, so this legitimately, like you had to actually change up some things.
Yeah, because when the regular season starts, I want to watch the games.
You better because you're a sports guy.
Yeah, it's my job.
Uh-huh. Well, do you need me to? Is this you asking me to go in on half of what you're trying to do?
No. Because I'm going to get Sling TV, and there's a lot of stuff to watch.
Okay.
On Sling anyway.
I don't want to get that. When I get that Venmo request in a couple of days,
yeah.
Don't surprise me.
Hashtag surprise Sling. What? I love alliteration. You know that.
We are a sucker for an alliteration on this show. You're right. I can't tell if we are overhyping this or we're not hyping it enough, but the coronavirus is still a thing. The Lyme is still not an antidote. It's also called COVID-19. Since we're news people here, let's get the actual name.
Yeah, I made those jokes about coronavirus on Wednesday's show. Uh-huh. And then I've been following the news a little bit more closely now mm-hmm. because we do this show. And it is pretty serious. I maybe shouldn't have been joking.
We need to keep it light. We're right. Going to be fine. Things are fine.
It's like a zombie outbreak.
Lawmakers on both sides of the state line want to make sure that they have some plans in place for a potential outbreak.
The Missouri House Speaker created a special committee on the disease control and prevention. Now, the new group will meet on Monday. The idea is to get all the facts about the coronavirus and plan a strategy for handling it in Missouri. The board will listen to experts like an infectious disease specialist.
Because I saw earlier North Kansas City, that school district's doing something too. I just feel like
what?
We need to take a second. All right, we're fine. Go buy a couple masks. All right.
They're out in Kansas City area right now. The masks are out.
We're out?
I read something the other day that said they're out. They may be getting more. I'm sure they're going
to No. Okay. This might be more serious than I thought. Uh-oh. I might need to retract a bunch of statements today.
I just think, you know, the country was a little bit slower to respond because they didn't believe that it would be a legitimate outbreak. Mm-hmm. And there's problems at the national level. And I hope it doesn't really. You would think that the middle of the country would be fine. But the fact that it's sort of made its way here, I think, is a sign of it becoming a little bit bigger of a problem.
And well, have you looked at the stock markets?
Yeah, to quarantine this thing.
It's bad, man.
You really have to almost take people off the streets. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think America has really embraced that quite yet. I think there's an outside chance this becomes like a real legitimate problem.
Well, they're saying like you should maybe like when you're going, they're trying to tell people not to get freaked out. Don't get spooked or anything. But if you're at the store and you have a chance to maybe get a couple extra things of, you know, non-perishables, maybe pick some of that up. If you got like maybe a chance to get some extra batteries or just
right.
little stuff you wouldn't really think about because, you know, we got to plan for the worst. Hope for the best, plan for the worst. Should we be worried? Should I be worried about this?
I don't know if you should be necessarily worried, but like, don't be completely shocked if 2 weeks from now there's almost like a ban after being out at a certain time or without a mask.
That's 2 weeks from now. Pete, don't freak these people out.
I'm telling you, man.
Stop it.
I've been reading.
You're sensationalist journalism.
I've been reading, man.
This sensational sports
I'm actually,
journalist.
For what it's worth, I'm actually surprised that you're on that side of it because that's a very, like what you're taking right now is a very like right way of looking at it.
Out of sight, out of mind. I'm just going to, listen, everything's fine.
All right.
It's fine. I'm okay. Fine. We're fine. Everything is what, Pete?
It's good. We're good.
Fine.
Oh, it's fine. Yes.
Fine.
We're good.
Fine. So the results are in. We have some numbers. I was going to put together a list. Didn't have time. Slept here last night. But the halftime Super Bowl surveys are in. And apparently, I loved it. I thought Shakira and J-Lo.
A little less tongue.
A little less tongue.
A little less tongue would be nice for me.
I was hoping for a little bit more tongue, to be totally honest with you.
Shakira and Jennifer Lopez turned a lot of heads at the Super Bowl halftime show earlier this month, some of them away from the screen. While some people found the show empowering, others were so upset by it, they complained to the FCC. Ugh. Some 1,300 people sent complaints to the FCC from every state except Vermont. For example, the word crotch was mentioned 391 times. That just barely beat out porn, which was mentioned 384 times.
1,300 nerds! What are you doing? This is why we can't have nice things. What are we complaining about?
I thought watching it live at Hard Rock. I thought my eyes were going to burn out of my head. It
oh,
was
did you? Oh,
very,
did you?
If you would, here during the Lenten season, I'd almost describe it as devilish.
Oh, boy.
It was a devilish halftime show.
Oh, boy. As you enjoyed a nice beverage of mayonnaise from the stands.
Speaking of beverages, I don't know why this just hit me, but as you're saying that, Hard Rock Stadium did not have bottles of water. They had cans of water. Aquafina cans. So picture that. I should have taken a photo of it.
Have I seen an Aquafina can water before? I don't think I like that.
No, it was weird.
Next year, I propose this. I say you and me go streaking, and that's the halftime show right
not
there.
Not going to do that.
No?
No, probably not.
Put that Charlie Hustle shirt on, though.
Might be.
How about that?
Might be working the Super Bowl. Shouldn't really go naked at work.
Oh.
Word of advice for you.
I thought that was the only work you were doing, was being naked at the Super Bowl.
No.
More like Super Bowl, am I right? Up top! Up top!
Put your hand down. Second time this show.
1 second. I will applaud myself. I'm not gonna
let the record show for those of you who just listened to this podcast that he high-fived himself. Let's go.
I'm not gonna leave myself hanging. Over the weekend, we have some political action going on. The Dems are going to be in South Carolina. The South Carolina primary tomorrow. Is this going to be the resurgence of Uncle Joe Biden? But we are in this process where, you know, everybody's got their teams, everyone's picking their camps and their sides. And for the Democratic Party, a lot of people are wondering, they're asking, are we going to be able to get this thing going? Are we going to be able to get the band back together? Are we going to love each other when this is all over with? Can we?
At a certain point, you got to just stop with these low blows.
You would think so, right? Well, Nancy Pelosi yesterday trying to ease a little doubt on that.
What are you telling your members to reassure them, those who are nervous perhaps about a Bernie Sanders nomination?
The presidential is its own race, and I don't, contrary to what you may be hearing or writing, We are not getting, we are all unified. Whoever the nominee is of our party, we will wholeheartedly support. Our gospel is one of unity, unity, unity.
All right, Nancy. Unity, 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 unity. Is that Kendrick? Royalty, royalty, royalty.
I wish we had a producer on the show because I'd love to run the sound back. I think you just went after Nancy at the end of that halftime segment. And there she is. Now you're supporting a Nancy in back-to-back segments.
You're right. I did. I called out the Nancys. How dare I call out our dear, sweet Speaker of the House? What was I thinking?
I like that sound, though. That's a smart way to approach it. Again, this will be an interesting race. The only way the Democrats are really going to have a shot is if they take that approach once. The guys picked. You know, you've seen rumors about maybe having like a split squad at the
DRC. That's not real,
that'd be
by the way.
That's absolute
wrong. The TV pundit class trying to make us nervous. They're trying to coronavirus the Democratic process.
That'd be the exact wrong approach.
I'll be damned.
If it's going to be a close race, it's got to be between Trump and one other person.
Starting tomorrow, when South Carolina hits, this thing is real now because you got Super Tuesday just a couple of days after that where, 15 states or something like that are on the ballot. Don't quote me on that. That's the biggest contest is Super Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And Missouri is going to be after that, the week after that. And then we've got Kansas, I believe, in May is their primary. But it's real. This is it. I would expect, Pete, after tomorrow, maybe not tomorrow. I think they'll probably go till Tuesday. But after come Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, you're going to see a significant chunk of candidates probably calling it quits.
I like the debates, but I'm interested in them getting it down to, you know, 1, 2, 3 so that they can really get into the weeds of some of these issues.
We have a presidential election in November.
Right now.
It's crazy.
The six or seven of them, they just cut each other off at these debates.
I didn't realize that. Like, you people always say that you're allergic to cats.
What do you mean, you people?
No, I said people.
Okay.
And by you people, I mean cat people.
Got it.
Which I was one, then I wasn't. I guess I'm a cat guy again because the new girl's got a cat too. So
Girl. He's been on one date and is ready to call himself a cat guy. Get it together, man. I'm going to speak for all the KC Morning Hoes. It says, relax.
I got excited.
Okay.
All right. I've had the same outfit on for a day and a half. Leave me alone. Purina Pro Plan. They have come out with a new diet, a cat food that is going to make your cat hypoallergenic. I thought it was just something that, you know, you're born with. Maybe it's Maybelline. Maybe it's allergies.
Oh gosh.
Come on. That wasn't bad. Sure. That wasn't bad. But apparently it's in the food. It's not like an inherent thing. It's actually part of the diet. And Purina Pro Plan trying to show you how we can make this thing work.
All cats, regardless of gender or breed, produce an allergen called FLD1 in their saliva. When cats groom themselves, they spread the saliva onto their hair and shed the hair and dander into the environment. Cats eat Live Clear every day, a key protein sourced from eggs binds to the FLD1 in cat saliva
and neutralizes it simply and safely. Simply and safely. I feel pretty safe about all the. I mean, I wasn't sold until I heard her explain it. Now I think I'm pretty good to go.
I just don't get the story. I don't know why it's in my rundown. I mean, the amount of percent of cat people. I know there's some cat people out there who love cats. That's fine. All the power to you. I mean, we're talking probably 15 to 20% of people.
Yeah. I thought you would. I thought you liked this story. I thought you were a cat guy, man. Okay, listen. I had three stories pulled when we got here this morning. I had to fill some time, all right? I thought, when in doubt, what do you do when you fill time? Talk about cats or something. All right.
So it's the scouting combine. We're going to get to sports in a few segments here, but it's the
scouting
combine.
You really didn't like that story.
And they're replaying this clip of Patrick Mahomes. And while he was at the combine, one of the questions they asked him is he a cat guy or a dog guy? And just for the record, he said he was a dog.
As he should be. So, as he should be.
Because that's the way he plays.
So you didn't like.
This was in 2017.
You didn't like that cat story.
This your Casey.
No! I got something for you. Hold on. You didn't like that. I got a concert announcement.
Winning. You found it in the rundown, of course.
I just found it like 2 minutes ago. I just got a tweet that this thing happened.
What the hell is going on this morning?
Did you know, Pete? Take a seat. Did you know that? Right over there, sat on the stairs. What's this girl's name? Who is this woman?
Maren Morris. Selena Gomez, isn't it?
No. Is it? It says it's Maren Morris.
Yeah.
Don't stop it, man. Listen,
Kesha, isn't it?
I didn't do any prep. You can't be doing that to me because you might be right.
I know who this is. This is Natalie Imbruglia.
Ambrosia, you fool. Well,
this is Bon Jovi, isn't it?
John Bon? Oh, I know this song. I do know this one. Well, Maren Morris, I think that's her name. If it's not, I'm
Marilyn Monroe.
Okay, she's gonna be in town. Maren Morris. Oh, it's a Starlight show. We can listen to the middle and the stars.
Jesse James,
Dupree. Tickets go on sale March 6th. The show is August 7th.
There you go.
At Starlight, Maren Morris, who I believe this is her.
Might be, might not be. But
and I only know that because I saw it 30 seconds ago. And we are trying to fill for time.
You're rolling. You're rolling right now.
We're rolling. All right, that's Maren Morris. Go get your tickets online at a website. I don't know the website. it's one of them.
Mailing it in.
Can you just take me to a sweep? Because we've got Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic.
Right, we have Sean Edwards coming up. We got a quick break before then. So right now, you're listening to your KC Morning Show.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Just making sure everything's working here. Someone's got to keep the lights on.
All right, I hit one button, he jumps up out of his seat, starts running around the room. We have lost control today.
We've had a few technical difficulties lately, and so I just wanted to ensure that we're all right.
You just haven't turned on your phone. That's what you meant to say. Technical difficulty. You mean user error is what you meant to say.
All right, so right now at Charlie Hustle, we are rolling because we got a community tease section. So what that means is exactly what you think. There's a Kansas City Public Library shirt that's really cool.
I want that next.
I got some bags.
I gotta get that one.
We've seen some different pizza places and whatnot. I have right now on one of the items from the community section. It is a Nelson Atkins Museum. What do they call these? Cartel shuttlecock?
Shuttlecock.
Got the shuttlecock on there. It's a good looking shirt to
1933
wear.
1933 established.
Maybe a Sunday brunch or something like that.
Excellent.
They got the Arrowhead collection. You're starting to see some shirts, and I'm going to hit our guy Pat up soon about these. There's some really great St. Patrick's shirts up there featuring our place, Kelly's, that you're going to want to check out.
Oh, nice. I haven't seen that one yet. Okay.
If you're going to go ahead and get something from Charlie Hustle, which you should, you
absolutely
can be the coolest people.
The coolest cats in town.
At your St. Patrick's Day party, use the promo code KCMS20. It'll get you 20% off. Fridays are presented by Charlie Hustle here.
I want to get that library shirt.
The KC Morning Show.
That library shirt looks awesome. I did see that one. Any other big ones in that community? I haven't looked at a lot of those yet.
So there's a new version of the Heart, and it looks like right now they have the library and the museum.
Love it.
And then they also, too, we're going to get into March Madness here soon. And if you want to rep KU in a unique way, we know we won't be repping Mizzou, Partzel, or K-State.
Okay.
So there you go. KCMS20 will get you 20% off. So we encourage you to go get yourself some new threads.
Hey, thanks, Charlie Hustle. Love you, Charlie Hustle. It's been a really good, it's so far so good, right? You liking this little thing we got going?
I think it's been all right, yeah.
I think it's been good. And from what we've been able to tell, you guys are using that code and it's working. So one more time, Pete, what's that promo code?
KCMS20, charliehustle.com.
The KC Morning Show.
My man, it has been way too long. On Fridays, we do a thing with my man, our film critic, Fox 4 film critic. Sean Edwards is back on your KC Morning Show. What up, my man?
I just missed one week. You make it sound like I've been gone, gone until November.
Listen, when we get the kind of talent, the kind of credibility on this show like you, when you miss a week, our credibility just plummets,
man. That's way too kind. let's do it, man. I get a chance to talk about my favorite genre right now.
What is? I don't know. We've had this conversation. What is your favorite genre?
Man, right now, my favorite genre by far, and it's not even close, horror movies, man. I just wish members of the Academy would recognize that, man, because all the great performances in the past 5 or 6 years have been, like, from horror movies, and none of the movies and none of the performances ever get any recognition, man. And it's all culminated with the movie coming out today. The Invisible Man.
Is this good? Because this is a reboot, right? I feel like I've seen The Invisible Man 1,000 times.
Man, you have, but this version of The Invisible Man is actually great.
Okay. Like, okay.
Actually, like, I'll be honest, this one actually caught me by, like, surprise. I mean, the movie's really, really good. It's just the way that it's been flipped and the way that it's been reimagined. It's definitely been rebooted for, like, contemporary times. I mean, the vibe is right. It's really scary.
We got our girl from Mad Men. She's in Handmaid's Tale. Remind me her name.
Elizabeth Moss.
There it is. I always forget her name.
Elizabeth Moss. She's a, number one, Elizabeth Moss is just a dope actress. Like, she's good in a lot of stuff. So you're starting with that. And then she is really, really fantastic in this movie. I mean, she seals the deal, man. If there were any justice in the world, like, this is our first Oscar nomination. Like,
stop,
this is the
really?
First Oscar-worthy performance of the year. I mean, she's right up there with Toni Collette in Hereditary and Lupita Nyong'o in Us. Like, she's on that level.
It's got great reviews. I'm looking it up. I didn't realize this was going to be as good as it is.
No. It's good. It's good, man. I can't wait to throw my Rotten Tomato review up there.
Again, we're talking to Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic. So are we only working with just this one, just Invisible Man this week?
Yeah, that's the one big release. But it's a great movie. It's a great horror movie. It works. Now, it's not perfect. Like, you know, there are some gaping plot holes. And there are some lapses in logic, but overall, the movie's really scary and a lot of fun and definitely worth the money.
All right, well, then I want to talk to you then about the movie you shared that we talked about. We shared it this week on all the social media.
We had a big announcement. Yeah, we made a big announcement the other day. The movie's called Fatale, starring not one but two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank. My boy Michael Ealy and Mike Coulter, a lot of people know he played Luke Cage on Netflix. It's a different type of movie, man. It's a noir thriller in 2020. They don't make many of those anymore, so that's dope. We're doing something a little different this time around. And basically, Hilary Swank plays a psycho chick, and she's really good at it. I was on set for this one every single day, so I got to see the magic happen. And, man, let me tell you, Hilary Swank is as committed as they come, man. I see why she's won two Oscars.
Have I seen Hilary Swank like this before? Like you said, she's won Oscars, but has she done a movie like this?
Not like this. You have no one seen Hilary Swank like this. It's going to be a great movie. It's directed by Deion Taylor, who's one of the hottest directors in the game right now. I mean, he delivered Black and Blue. He delivered The Intruder with Dennis Quaid. He did Traffic with Paula Patton. But this right here is on a different level. The cinematography was done by Dante Spinotti, who's known for Last of the Mohicans, L.A. Confidential, Ant-Man. Like, this dude's resume is, like, killer. So it looks good. It's sexy. It's crazy. It's psychotic. It's a thriller. It's intriguing. I can't wait until June 19th. I've seen like four or five different versions, but I haven't seen the lock version that the general public's going to get to see. And I promise you, I told you, we're going to have a special, but it's going to have a special screening just for you.
I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait till June.
Nah, we're going to do a big, dude. We're going to do a big, man. We're going to have a big screening. You know, we're going to get the bars going to be open.
Yes.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to try to get Dion and Hilary Swank in town. In fact, we're going to have Dion's going to be on your show. We're going to try to get Hilary on the show. And we're going to have a screening. You're going to host a screening. We're going to have some fun with this, man. You know,
let's go. They're trying
to take away the money so we can't make movies in Kansas City. Right? We're going to make it happen.
We're going to close on this because I did want to get your opinions on this. I almost forgot. We had the city budget. It's not official, but it came out what the proposals are.
The proposed budget, right.
I mean, the KC art scene, I was going to say it got cut, but it got its ass kicked in this proposed budget.
Man, I'm disappointed because unless I was dreaming or unless I was hallucinating, I had a conversation with Mayor Quentin Lucas, and he promised me he was going to support film in Kansas City. And then I see this proposed budget, and they're proposing to slash the film office and the pool of money used to help filmmakers actually shoot projects in Kansas City. So I was really disappointed. I mean, I don't think our politicians understand the impact of having that small pool of money, because that small pool of money, it's only $75,000 with an additional $100,000 they're proposing to cut, but that $175,000 has the potential to generate millions of dollars for Kansas City, Missouri, and also create invaluable exposure for the city. Take example, just the Netflix series Queer Eye, which shot in Kansas City for not one, but for two seasons.
Right.
Like, those episodes live forever on Netflix. Millions upon millions of people watch that show. And Kansas City was plastered all throughout that series. I mean, that's invaluable exposure the city of Kansas City got, and the businesses that reside here and the people that live here received that you couldn't even begin to afford to pay for. It was all created because we have a film office and we have money to help production. I mean, that's how the city like Atlanta blew up.
That's what I was going to ask you about, is Atlanta. So every time you watch a movie, at least most of the time now, you see that Georgia peach at the end of the credits. Why don't we give tax breaks to bring studios here? Because I don't think that's happening now, right?
No, it's not. Our politicians here don't believe in it, man. And I don't understand how you don't believe in that when you have the greatest example in the world, which is Atlanta. Like 10, 15 years ago, Atlanta was not known for producing movies. You do know that every single Marvel movie ever made shot at least a little bit of their movie in Atlanta, if not all of it. Like, that's just the tip of the iceberg. It's insane. Like, I talked to a director one time, and he said at any given time, there's 30 to 40 TV shows and movies filming in Atlanta simultaneously. That's, like, nuts. And if we could recreate that here in Kansas City, we could be booming, man. Because Kansas City and the state of Missouri is perfect. We have contemporary locations. Like, we have old school locations. We have farmland. You know, we have urban scapes. Man, you could shoot a lot of different type of stories here in the KC metro area and in the state of Missouri. It only makes good economic sense to put a lot of people to work, like a lot of people to work. Not just filmmakers, but drivers and caterers and hairstylists and hotels. And
so what do we do? I mean, what do we do at this point?
There's a team of people going to speak at the legislative sessions before the budget becomes final and maybe try to persuade the city to keep it in place, if not make it bigger, so that there's a greater impact when it comes to film production in Kansas City. Everything comes down to, like I always tell people, man, these local and statewide elections are sometimes more crucial than the presidential election. We all get bent out of shape when there's a presidential election. That's like the big shiny toy. But the politicians that affect your day-to-day more than anything else are your city and state officials, and those are the elections you really need to pay close attention to because they make the most decisions that directly affect your day-to-day lives. So everyone has a stake at it, and everyone should definitely participate in the world's greatest democracy, and please get off the couch.
Yep.
You got to vote, man. Too many people have fought and died of all races and ethnicities, and then for you not to vote is inexcusable, and you're very unpatriotic.
We got to do better on this one.
Kansas City has to be about more than just the Chiefs. God bless the Super Bowl, but man, got to be about more.
We got any stuff next week besides just our one flick? We got any more?
We got something. We got something. It's I don't know what it is. We got some. I'm still trying to get over being blown away by the Invisible Man. I had no idea.
So Sean says go see the Invisible Man. Sean Edwards, Fox 4
Definitely.
Film critic. And we'll have some more stuff next week. Maybe it's as good as the Invisible Man.
I don't know. That's going to be a tough one to beat for a while. But we'll see.
All right, Sean. Appreciate you, brother. We'll see you soon.
Right, good talk. Oh, yeah. For sure. Let's do it.
Impressive. Most impressive.
The KC Morning Show.
My name's Hartzell. That's this fella to my left. That man. Give me a letter before I give you this man's name.
S.
S. Peter S. Sween. The S stands for Pete. Take me to sports.
First thing I want to say, though, I love Sean's energy. I wish I had that energy all the time. Every single time I hear him.
And he was in. That was just a phoner. It was nice. It's nice to have Sean back in town.
That's right.
It's very nice because I would like for you to maybe even meet him one time.
My favorite.
I don't think you've done that yet.
No, I haven't met him in person. My favorite was when he was just drinking champagne, mm-hmm. letting you know about it on Oscar night.
My man was hammered. Oscar
that guy
night.
Likes to have
but
fun.
I loved it. He was sipping on that Irishman wine.
Anyway, welcome in the sports. News on the Chiefs out of Indianapolis. Ian Rapoport of NFL Network has reported that Chris Jones will indeed be franchise tagged. Quickly, what that means is he's going to become a free agent this offseason, and the Chiefs now tag him. And each team in the NFL, they have option. So he is stuck for a year with the Chiefs. Chris Jones appeared on Fox Sports The Herd.
As you figure, you know, after 4 years, you do everything the right way within the team way, and you try to stay under the lines, out of trouble, and be a good citizen for the team and for the city, and you expect to be rewarded.
I get it. I mean, I got to be honest with you. If my company franchise tagged me, I'd be like, well, I thought you liked me. I get it.
Yeah. Lucky. It's no hard feelings. It's the business.
Yeah, but there's a little hard. It's okay.
It's a little hard. Yeah. It's a little hard. It's like, damn, what else y'all want me to do? I got to go out and get 30 sacks, 35 sacks to show y'all I can, you know.
I get it, man.
Chris Jones, since drafted in the league, has led the Chiefs in sacks with 33. So he has been by far the player on the Chiefs who gets to the quarterback the most. And you could hear that frustration there in his voice.
There was a real there, right?
So the problem is this, and everyone's happy. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl. Chris Jones was a big part of it. He's a fan favorite in Kansas City.
I have his shirt. Thank you, Charlie Hustle.
For 3 years, he played really well for the Chiefs, and he developed into a really good player, one of the best in the league. They go out and pay guys that they didn't draft in Tyrann Mathieu and Frank Clark. And Chris Jones is standing there and saying, what gives here? And you could kind of understand it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to have a lack of loyalty in the NFL, and it is for sure a business. And if you get caught in paying the wrong guys, you can really screw yourself. But this is one of those weird situations. So here's what happens. Now that he's tagged, Jones can play for the 1 year, and that would be $16.3 million.
That ain't bad. That ain't a bad chunk
bad.
Of change.
It's not long-term security. But he's only made about $4 million in his career, so that is four times as much.
That's it?
Yeah. The NFL sort of traps you in that rookie deal.
That rookie deal gets you. You're right. Oh, man.
So now the Chiefs can trade Jones. This is what the Chiefs did last year with D. Ford. They tagged D. Ford and traded him, how they got Frank Clark. Or they can sign Jones to a long-term contract. This is what I'd say the majority of Kansas City is hoping for. Chris Jones, as I said, is one of the big fan favorites outside of the guy, Patrick Mahomes.
Stone cold Chris Jones.
In Royals news, Salvatore Perez will make his spring training debut on Friday against the San Francisco Giants in Surprise, Arizona. Perez is back this season after having Tommy John surgery last March. He was asked how many games he feels like he needs to be ready for the season, and he said, none. I'm ready for the season right now.
My man.
He last got a game in September of 2018, so this is a somewhat big moment today here. As far as the Royals games go, they split with the Chicago teams, lost their game to the Brewers. Another reunion yesterday before the game, Salvi met up with Lorenzo Cain.
Oh, Lo Cain.
Both members of that 2015 team.
One of my favorite humans in the world.
Brady Singer's having a nice spring training so far in three innings pitched. He has allowed three hits, four strikeouts. Some say he's making a case for that starting rotation. Good news for the Royals. I still am holding on to this. Maybe I'm nuts, but the win-loss total is around 70 right now. I have them, at least in my opinion, and again, I know people look at me in the city as a football guy, I think they're going to be teetering around that 500 mark.
Look at you.
I really do.
What's today's date? February what? Put that on the record. Write this down.
February 28th. Okay. I think they'll be at least around, let's say within five games of 81 and 81.
I want them to. I'm not trying to S on our boys.
I just think they're closer than people realize. I really do, because the pitching's all right. The middle relieving could be better, but they have a closer, and their hitting is good. That's a good team.
Salvi being back, that man just being back on the field wins you games. So I hope the catching aspect
of that is underrated. And I just think this is an up-and-coming team. I think they're a team that if they can get some wins early, it's going to be key to have a really good first month of the season. If they can get some wins early and get on a roll, I think it might be a more fun summer than people realize.
Okay. Fingers crossed. I hope you're right, Pete.
The Royals have a full weekend of games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Giants, Mariners, and Oakland A's. We talked about the YouTube TV. Here's a little bit bonus story for you. In honor of Black History Month, the UMKC men's basketball team, the Roos, will wear throwback Kansas City Monarchs jerseys for the final home game, and they're awesome.
Yeah, Have you seen these jerseys? Oh, they're so cool. They got the gray with the Monarch on the back with the name Monarch. I love it.
They're cool.
And I believe
they are like really sleek. They'll be up for auction after the
game.
There
we go. Okay, I was going to say, I think they're going to be up for auction. I want to get one. I think I'm going to, well, I'm not going to put anything on the record because I didn't realize that I had so much stuff to do on Saturday, but I would like to go to the game. It's the final UMKC home game, I believe, this Saturday.
No, so I think the final home game is March 7th.
Okay, so I do have some time.
I believe it's, unless I'm mistaken here. Yeah, I think it's March 7th.
Okay. Well,
so no. They are saying it's February 29th.
That's what I thought. Okay.
So it is Saturday, so scratch that.
God, what kind of sports news? You got the wrong date written down.
I looked at their schedule. It said that they have another home game.
Well, I saw you wrote it down. I was like, I think this is the last one, because that's why I really want to try to make it out on Saturday.
It'd be nice to get one of those jerseys and frame it in here.
That's what I'm thinking.
How great would that be to put up there?
Part of me going, I think, is not only to see our guys play, but I think I want to maybe try to...
You're going to put in a bid?
I think I might try to put a bid in.
All right.
I'm going to go ahead and I think I'm going to do it.
Don't you put Casey Morning Show. You put Hartzell Gray on that.
No. Don't we have a company card? I thought we talked about this. Didn't we get that set up?
Working our way. Some scores for you. We have a KU correction. Thank you to one of the Casey Morning Hoes. We said Udoka Azubuki had a chair in his hands earlier this season during last show. That was Sylvia De Sosa.
Oh, leave us alone.
So I like that.
Send me.
You know what?
You like it or you don't.
If we had.
If you don't like it, don't say anything.
If one of the hoes made it all the way deep into the show and wants to correct us, I will happily announce it. So thank you for letting us know. Call us out. Tweet us. I don't care.
No, call Pete out. I am too fragile. I'm too delicate for all this. If you like it, if you love it, then let me know. If you don't, then just keep it to yourself.
Some scheduling this weekend. KU plays K-State in what will be a national bloodbath. Pray for the Wildcats, 12:30 on CBS on Saturday. Why is this game on CBS where people with antennas can see this disgusting thing that's about to happen to K-State? I don't know. I think Kansas wins by 40 points. Missouri comes off a win against Vanderbilt to play Mississippi State Saturday, 2:30 p.m. on the SEC Network. Only a few games left until March Madness. Got to get that Charlie Hustle KU flavor, Hartzell. Mm-hmm. Would you wear it?
Oh, yeah.
You would wear it. Yeah, yeah. You would.
My dad does work. I was the guy who at Mizzou in Columbia, my dad does photography work for KU. It was like a house divided. So I had in my apartment at Mizzou, I had the Chalmers, like a 40-inch shot of that Chalmers shot from the
You're
final
a tweener.
Four. I'm a tweener. I'm in between.
You
not quite.
Both ways.
Not quite a face, not quite a heel. That's our wrestling reference for the show. All right. Made
true,
that one. Made
a true
one
jackass, work. Though, no matter what.
Through and through.
Sporting KC will open up this weekend, 9:30 on Saturday against Vancouver. I'm seeing a lot
That's
of watch
9:30,
parties.
9:30 p.m.
Right. Seeing a lot of watch parties. No other pub, I think, will be the official one, right? You should know about this stuff.
Well,
right.
So this year, there's a few different...
I know Strange Days has one, right?
Satellite watch parties is what Sporting is doing. So there's not just... There's a lot of official watch parties now across...
No other pubs. Just too crowded. Can't even get on the dart area.
I can't
bowl. I wanted to bowl. I can't bowl. Can't play ping pong. It's always occupied.
That's what I was going to say. Last time I was there, I got a good game of bowling in, and I haven't been back since. I may not go back. I think, you know what? I bowled 100. I'm good. I'm good to go. But if you have a chance to go, what? 100's fine. 100 is just fine.
It's not good.
I have small thumbs. Okay.
Continue. How do you go to this thing?
If you're interested, there's details at sportingkc.com. And I think I'm going to try to be at one of them. Although Saturday's, like I said, Saturday's going to be real busy for me. Knowing me, I'm going to work myself into a frenzy and not go to any of it and just be at home sweating the entire time.
At this rate, you're going to hang out with the same girl on Saturday.
Stop. You think
it's gonna be a beautiful it's gonna be a beautiful weekend again. It should be between 50 and 64 on Saturday. That's gonna be your best day of the weekend.
Maybe approach Sunday. We're maybe gonna approach 69. Am I right? Up top.
Oh my! The third time's a charm.
Yep,
and not gonna high five you.
I
again.
Thought maybe towards the end of the show you might be able to do it.
We're approaching 70 degrees on Sunday though, which is amazing, and I just hope it continues. Sunday is the official beginning of March. Saturday, by the way, I think what is shaping up to be your best day of the weekend is a leap year. So have a happy leap day, February 29th. We only get this once every 4 years.
I'm going to do it big.
You know that there's going to be someone in Kansas City this weekend that goes, man, it's leap day. We got to go to brunch. We have to day drink.
That's going to be everybody. It's going to be that bro who's going to lead the charge.
What do you mean you're not coming out? It is leap day.
It's like that's the go-to excuse the rest of the weekend.
You ready for some events?
Should we do some weekend previews?
All right, weekend preview, and then we got to wrap up here.
You got it. Hold on, no. We'll be quick. You got a song? Or if you don't have a song, do you have a band? Do you have an artist that we can play underneath this?
Okay, when we began this show, we said very simply, Hartzell's going to take care of news and music, I'm going to take care of sports, events, so on and so forth, social. And my guy always turns to me and asks me what song. You think I have the amount of knowledge that you have when it comes to a good weekend song?
I don't know anything. I make all this stuff up.
How about Modern Jesus?
Whoa!
How about that?
You want like little Portugal the Man?
Yeah, why not, right?
Oh, Pete!
Listen longer.
Okay.
You like that, right?
Now we got a co-host.
Here we go.
Now we're seeing eye to eye.
Oh, yeah.
A little alt
I like
action.
How excited, man. You've been excited from the beginning of the show, coming off your date. I just boosted that excitement with a little name drop you didn't think I knew.
I didn't know you knew anything about this band. I am so proud.
And here we have an event for you to lead off. Here we go. Today, 4 o'clock, Fish Fry Fridays at Hy-Vee and Independence. So get your fish fry. I know it's Lent for a lot of people. Don't eat meat today if you are one of those.
More meat for me, you know what I'm saying?
If you aren't, go and get your barbecue. This is the time to go do it, right?
Oh, those lines are going to be empty. What a life hack. Good job, Pete. I like that.
Today also at 4 p.m., Tannen Anniversary Party. How time flies. Tannen is turning 9, February 28th, 4 p.m. to close live music, special food, and wine offerings. Tonight, 8 o'clock, the Fabulously Funny Comedy Festival. Lavelle Crawford, Gary Owen, Mike Epps.
Mike Epps in town?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's go.
Municipal Auditorium.
Okay.
Tickets starting $54. That's at 8 o'clock.
All right, Mike. Mike Epps, he ain't getting $54 out of me, though. I'll stream it online.
Perfect day to go to the Farmer's Market on Saturday. Don't forget, that's always going on in the City Market, River Market area. You can get dirt cheap, fruits and vegetables.
You can get dirt cheap.
You can get dirt, whatever you need. They got some good art there. A hiring fair event on the 29th. That is, again, tomorrow, 10 o'clock. That's happening at Main Event. It'll be for Worlds of Fun. So if you're looking for a summer job, you just want to get rid of your teenager kid and they're ratty, we get that or something, you go to this hiring event, maybe you can get them.
I also would like a job.
There's a Ruby X Patron party. I don't know if I'm even pronouncing that correctly. It's at the 21C Museum Hotel. Tickets available 8 o'clock. Should be a nice little fun event if you're looking to turn up this weekend. Then on Sunday, 30th anniversary of Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
There we go.
Screenland Armor. Get your tickets.
Little Casey Jones.
They'll be serving pizza, of course, and beers.
What's your favorite one? I know you have to have one. I know you have a favorite turtle.
Donatello.
Michelangelo for life.
That's on Saturday. I said it was on Sunday. That's on Saturday.
God, correction already. Already got a correction.
I'm out of view corrections today. I'm not on my game.
Listen, man. I haven't been on my game either. It's fine.
We know.
It's fine Friday. Just fine. What? Now you're coughing up a lung?
Saturday.
Oh, excuse me. We are a mess. Y'all.
Saturday, 3 o'clock. Irish Winterfest weekend by the Irish Center in Kansas City. Back-to-back days of Irish music to kick off the St. Patrick's Day season. So now we've gone from Christmas season to St. Paddy's Day season. That starts Saturday, 3 o'clock, the Irish Center of Kansas City on Linwood Boulevard. If you got a dog, so this doesn't fall into Hartzell, who's a big cat guy, as we found out. Barque Beer Fest beginning 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, that sounds fun. It's going
to
be nice, too.
Craft and international breweries to the KC's most dog-friendly beer fest. Your pup will enjoy limited playtime while you sample some new and interesting hops. Don't feed beer to the dog. Chicken and Pickle has the first kick Chicken and Pickle, 9 p.m. On Saturday. Running through a few more of these. Polar Bear PJ Party at the Kansas City Zoo, Saturday at 7 o'clock. I guess they're going
to... Ooh, I like that. That's fun. That's fun.
Pull on your PJs and learn more about polar bears.
Is that how that works?
Pretty simple.
Hey, like this one? It went from Modern Jesus. This is now So American. This is an early Portugal the Man cut.
Great. Leap Day Party beginning at Howl at the Moon at 7 o'clock on Saturday. We've already talked about Leap Day. Crossroad Cars on Sunday at 11 o'clock. If you have a car you want to show off, there's about room for about 150 of these things. Says you can go to the website. It is OldSargeCustoms.com, and you could get more information if you are into cars. Couples cooking class at Lydia's.
Car guy.
If you want to hang out with your date for a fourth day in a row, Hartzell, this might be perfect for you. Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Stop it. She said she might listen to this thing. I need you to tone this down.
Couples cooking class with Chef Cody Hogan. That happens at Lydia's on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Might be a nice Sunday date to wrap up the weekend. Also, Boulevard Beer Hall has bingo on Sundays. That'd be a more affordable thing. It is only going to be the fourth date for you, so maybe you can go do this instead.
Stop it. Listen.
And then another class at 10 a.m.
We shared rounds, all right? I got the first round. She got the second round. I got the third round. We're going to keep it going.
And then finally, another cooking class Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Culinary Center of Kansas City. Homemade cinnamon rolls. So maybe you guys wake up together on Sunday and you roll out of bed and go to this. We had a beautiful love happening, beautiful weekend. It's going to be a great weekend to be at Kansas City. Sounds like the Beatles.
That was perfect timing. There's a madness in us all. I got the booze. Pete, good job, man. Excellent show. Excellent week of shows.
Really, I really felt like I put the team on my back today.
How you feeling?
You're sore.
I was going to say, you might be a little tight.
You want to give me a little rub down after.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Rub them down. You might have to get in line. You know what I'm saying? Up top.
Put your damn hand down. You're a small guy. Maybe I'll have you walk on my back.
I'm going to leave that joke alone because, you know what? We're almost done. Let's just hit some buttons and get out of here. My name is Hartzell. Pete, give me a letter.
B for back.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Peter B. Sweeney, the B stands for breaking his back. My name's Hartzell. There's a joke there, too. We'll see you in the morning.
The KC Morning
Say
Show.
Say bye, Pete. Say goodbye. Just all over the place today.